We are now at the 12th day of over 120 degrees Fahrenheit in your area of operations.
The Director of Operations for the Resettlement Administration Southern Region warned Oliver. Her AI-created voice warned further.
You are under a skin protection warning. You are advised to wear UVA preventive sun cream.
Oliver placed his sandy brown index finger over the mute button, hushing Tori for a moment. He preferred to ride in silence. Tori was correct. It was hot. It was deadly hot. Two agents suffered heat strokes this past week alone. Tori, whom often gave off the impression of an AI slave driver for a boss. She was often correct about everything. Plus, her attitude was almost human, a jerk at times. Gazing straight ahead through his government car's windshield, again, Oliver was reminded of the heat as he noticed a weather warning notification on a digital billboard in front of the blighted professional sports arena, once called the Superdome. The sign said, 120 degrees, use sun protection. The sun rays glared off the hood of his government car as it traveled westbound on the time-worn and dilapidated USHWY-90 bridge that crossed the Mississippi River at New Orleans, Louisiana. Oliver was highly amazed that bridge had survived the war. The spring of 2066 was, so far, the hottest on record. The days were made of the type of heat that you could boil 2 pounds of shrimp just by leaving them in a water bucket outside in the sun. It was so hot, at high noon a good line cook could fry an entire catfish platter, fries, and hush puppies on the hood of his customer's car. For Oliver Howard, a mission specialist for the Federal Resettlement Administration dealing with the Louisiana's heat and humidity, was no different than from high school football two-a-days practices. Working in the high temperatures of South Louisiana, Oliver knew you have to break up your day in halves. Begin work early. Start your work before the heat of the day and take a break around noon. Finish your work in the evening. Arrogantly, he thought this new assignment's location was a working vacation.
Why am I working for this bottom-of-the-run agency?
This is the question that traced many days through Oliver's mind, feeling like he was more cut out for the FBI or the CIA. Yet, the FRA was job and he was grateful. Even though he only joined to refine his soft skills to pad his resume before moving on to a more prominent government agency, the FRA was not a dream job for Oliver. Oliver hated all the weeping that came with an agency that served civilians. Interrupting his thoughts.
Oliver, case number 10-022 is an open status. Case number 10-022 is pending in your appointment book to be completed by day's end.
Tori said, now in a more commanding tone.
10-022 is next,
Oliver replied. And retired United States Army war veteran Oliver knew how to be obedient even when he did not feel like it, especially after serving in the Second American Civil War and countless other foreign campaigns. Like in West Asia where he was bitten in the lower leg by a terrorist's robotic dog. Therefore, after going through the stressors of war, Tori's demanding tone did not bother the former gunnery sergeant, not one single minute.
Oliver!
Ruth called out.
Didn't you say you wanted to stop at a get-and-go convenience store? It is the only store within 35 minutes of our next client.
Oliver stared blank out the window off into thought on long drives, especially when Tori was driving.
Yes, Ruth, I got you,
Oliver said in a low baritone voice. It was an average of an hour drive between at-risk flood-prone neighborhoods, for whom there were very few communities these days in the South. The state of Louisiana now only had less than 200,000 citizens throughout the entire state.
Oliver, do you have sun cream on?
Ruth said in a motherly voice. Oliver replied under his breath.
I ain't wearing no damn sunscreen.
Ruth Freeman was a rookie at the Resettlement Administration. She was full of energy like a Yorkshire Terrier puppy chasing after a ball of yarn. She was native to Kansas in what for now is still a part of the United States of America. At 5'0", Ruth was a natural do-gooder. Most residents of Kansas were eager to succeed from the Union. Ruth was different. A true believer in the red, white, and blue. Ruth was a nerd. She enjoyed talking about her career plans, traveling to foreign countries, a cute girl that she had recently met in New Orleans, And if she was in the mood and around traditional-minded folks like her parents, she would talk about a cute, tall farm boy she was not so often seen dating for her parents' sake. Again, she said in a kid-like voice,
"Stop at the store, Oliver."
"Ruth, I am stopping. Tori, stop at the next Get and Go store."
Oliver knew why she needed to stop at the Get and Go store so bad. The young lady craved purple, THC purple soda. If she didn't have at least one purple in the afternoon, Ruth got anxious. No purple soda, then the client successions were not going to go as smooth. Ruth was impatient. The moderately tattooed 25-year-old graduated from one of those experimental AI-ran homeschool programs, so her social skills were underdeveloped. Ruth exited the blue government vehicle. She was now standing and shifting her weighted from her left leg to right one. She quietly spoke and said,
"Oliver, this store feels sketchy as hell."
Oliver, after noticing a few men in dingy white tank tops standing by the door, bud,
"Just don't make eye contact, Ruth, and mind your business."
Upon entering the store, a bright kiosk screen flashed a sign, "Buy one 24-ounce purple THC soda and get a second 24-ounce for only 144 digital U.S. dollars only." This made Ruth smile at Oliver.
"See, can you buy me anything to eat? Anything, please? I am hungry."
A homeless military-age man bumped into Ruth wearing an army-issued headgear, asked Ruth for food. Ruth started to oblige him. Oliver stopped her and spoke on her behalf.
"Move along, fella. Back away."
"He is okay. Oliver, I got this."
The young man nodded his head and slowly moved along towards the candy bar section, towards the back of store. Both Oliver and Ruth quickly walked into the store's cooler, enjoying the relief of the cool air conditioning blowing as they enter into the store's cooler. Ruth walked through the store's cooler and politely smiled at the other customers. While she walked, her curly jet-black hair were blown back by multiple A/C vents that were located throughout the beverage cooler. The Louisiana sunshine had heavily sun-tanned her skin, even though she claimed to be 25% Native American ancestry. Dressed in a short-sleeved collared shirt, her sun-kissed skin glowed under the bright lights of the store as she lifted her bare arms and pressed her thumb against the locked cooler, eager for the ice-cold THC soda waiting craft. Behind the glass. Instantly, the cooler door opened to reveal the shelf stocked with purple soda. She grabbed two cans and then spotted a young homeless man purchasing two candy bars for him. With a smile, she placed the candy bars into his sweaty palms. The store clerk was now seen on a big screen at the store's exit. Vividly, an AI-generated hologram of a dark hair and sparkling light brown-eyed Indian woman that possessed a big smile and with pearly white teeth said, "Thank you for shopping at Get and Go stores. Please do not consume your THC beverage on our premises. Thank you, and come again." Ruth cracked the top right in front of the store door in the parking lot, and then she turned that tall, ice-cold purple can up and took it all down in one long swig. With a big smile, she looked up at Oliver, who was now lightly sweating from standing in the 5 o'clock hot sun, and said,
"I am good now, Oliver. Let's ride."
Oliver waved his sandy brown hand across the instrument panel of the blue government hydrogen-powered vehicle, and it started right up. The heat barked at the car like a quarterback calls plays in the huddle.
2881 River Road Avenue. St. Stephens, Louisiana, set average speed to 90 mph, set all traffic control devices to green. Notify all local law enforcement of our presence in the area, and force all oncoming autonomous and non-autonomous cars to yield in our approach.
His government vehicle sped away from the store, racing along the winding River Road Highway. It was headed towards St. Stephens, Louisiana, one of the last two all-black communities in the state, where you can still find native-born black Americans who are free from any nano-microchip implants or other PIM forms of human genetic modifications.